Bless the Lord who forgiveth all our sins.
His mercy endureth forever.
Seeing that we have a great high priest that has passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us come boldly unto the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Let us humbly confess our sins unto Almighty God. Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against thee in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done,
and by what we have left undone. We have not loved thee with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. For the sake of thy Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in the will and walk in the ways to the glory of thy name. Amen.
Amen. The almighty and merciful Lord grant you absolution and remission of all your sins, true repentance, amendment of life, and the grace and consolation of his Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen.
Lord, have mercy upon us.
Christ, have mercy upon us.
Lord, have mercy upon us. The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Let us pray. O Almighty God, who alone canst order the unruly wills and affections of sinful men, grant unto thy people that they may love the thing which thou commandest and desire that which thou dost promise, that so, among the sundry and manifold changes of the world, our hearts may surely there be fixed where true joys are to be found. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen. A reading from the book of the prophet Jeremiah. The days are surely coming, says the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and the house of Judah. It will not be like the covenant that I made with their ancestors when I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt, a covenant that they broke, though I was their husband, says the Lord. But this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, says the Lord. I will put my law within them, and I will write it on their hearts, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. No longer shall they teach one another or say to each other, know the Lord, for they shall all know me, from the least of them to the greatest, says the Lord. For I will forgive their iniquity and remember their sin no more. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Psalm this morning is 54, 1 through 13. We'll read in half verse. Have mercy on me, O God, according to your loving kindness.
In your great compassion, blot out my offenses.
Wash me through and through from my wickedness.
And cleanse me from my sin.
For I know my transgressions.
And my sin is ever before me.
Against you only have I sinned.
And done what is evil in your sight.
And so you are justified when you speak.
And upright in your judgment.
Indeed, I have been wicked from my birth.
A sinner from my mother's womb.
For behold, you look for truth deep within me.
And will make me understand wisdom secretly.
Purge me from my sin, and I shall be pure.
Wash me, and I
make me hear of joy and gladness.
That the body of broken may rejoice.
Hide your face from my sins.
And bolt out.
Create in me a clean heart, O God,
and renew a right spirit within me.
Cast me not away from your presence.
And take not your Holy Spirit from me.
Give me the joy of your saving help again.
And sustain me with your bountiful spirit.
A reading from the letter to the Hebrews. Christ did not glorify himself in becoming a high priest, but was appointed by one who said to him, "You are my son, today I have begotten you." As he says also in another place, "You are a priest forever, according to the order of Melchizedek." In the days of the flesh, Jesus offered up prayers and supplications with loud cries and tears to the one who was able to save him from death, and he was heard because of his reverent submission. Although he was a son, he learned obedience through what he suffered, and having been made perfect, he became the source of eternal salvation for all who obey him, having been designated by God a high priest according to the order of Melchizedek. There. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to St. John.
Glory be to thee, O Lord.
Now among those who went up to worship at the festival were some Greeks. They came to Philip, who was from Bethsaida in Galilee, and said to him, "Sir, we wish to see Jesus." Philip went and told Andrew. Then Andrew and Philip went and told Jesus. Jesus answered them, "The hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. Very truly I tell you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains just a single grain. But if it dies, it bears much fruit. Those who love their life lose it, and those who hate their life in this world will keep it for eternal life. Whoever serves me must follow me. And where I am, there will my servant be also. Whoever serves me, the Father will honor. Now my soul is troubled. And what should I say? Father, save me from this hour? No, it is for this reason that I have come to this hour. Father, glorify your name." Then a voice came from heaven, "I have glorified it, and I will glorify it again." The crowd standing there heard it and said that it was thunder. Others said, "An angel has spoken to him." Jesus answered, "The voice has come for your sake, not for mine. Now is the judgment of this world. Now the ruler of this world will be driven out. And I, when I am lifted up from the earth, will draw all people to myself." He said this to indicate the kind of death he was to die. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise be to thee, O Christ.
Amen. The collect of the day was previously, in other prayer books, appointed for the fourth Sunday of Easter. But in preparation for this Book of Common Prayer, someone wisely noted that it should be prayed instead in this season of Lent. And that is especially true in the recent readings we've heard, including the Decalogue, the Ten Commandments. Today's passage from Jeremiah refers to them as the previous covenant, when Moses received the Ten Commandments from God on tablets of stone on Mount Sinai. Jeremiah, speaking for God, says that the house of Israel broke that covenant. A word about covenant might be helpful here, even though this may be old material for many of you. In the Bible, it's always an agreement or pact between God and humans. Borrowing the words of the collect, there are both commandment and promise on God's part and expectations to be fulfilled by humans. The Mosaic covenant was struck during the Exodus from Egypt when the people of Israel fled from their oppressors led by Moses. He ascended the mountain and received the commandments and God's promises that the Israelites would be God's chosen people. Their part, of course, was to act like God's people and follow the commandments. Well, they failed at that. So God wiped them out. No, God didn't do that. But instead, God forgave them and then established this new covenant. I'll put my law, read commandments if you wish, within them, write it on their hearts, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Their part, again, is to act like God's people. So that's that. They knew the law because it was written on their hearts, and they all, from least to greatest, knew the Lord. And God forgot all about their sin and iniquity. And it's been peace in the valley ever since, right? No more wars or stealing or greed or sexual misbehavior. I could go on, but there's no need. We all know how that turned out. Skip forward a few hundred years and Jesus is born, declared the Messiah, and says what he says in today's reading from John's Gospel. He does, as it says there, indicate the kind of death he is to die, but that's not the real point of this reading. The point is his saying, the ruler of this world will be driven out, and I, when I am lifted up, will draw all people to myself. This is, for us Christians, the real new covenant. God has entered the world as a human being, lived life as one of us, and died a horrible death on our behalf. In other words, God's action in the new covenant was not to deliver tablets of stone or write the law in our hearts, but to show us how to live and to offer himself in order to bring us to him once and for all. Our part is to be grateful and live according to his, Jesus, simple summary of the law, to love God and our neighbors as ourselves. Now that surely brought to an end our greed and selfishness and all the rest of the list from above and more, right? Well, not exactly. Before proceeding further, I'd like to point out that in the previous covenants, all of them, as well as in all of human history, we must read humans for Israelites, house of Israel, people of Israel, and so on, and any other name that's given to human beings. We are the humans who have always sought a workaround in terms of God's commandments or expectations. Or we've just forgotten them, or we've ignored them from the beginning as in Adam and Eve, Noah and his crew, the folks in the Exodus, right down to the present day. Just as the Pharisees couldn't get by with, oh, it's the Gentiles or the Samaritans, we don't get to say, oh yeah, but it was the Jews or the non-believers, or fill in the blank with any of the clever categories we humans have devised over time to make some people the culpable other. It's the humans, all of us, all the time, through history. Even when this momentous thing to end all things, the resurrection, which we'll spend the whole of Holy Week preparing to celebrate, even with that, we keep on doing what we've always done. It doesn't matter whether that sits well with us or not. It's the truth, and we know it. We could say, oh, it's that so many people still don't know and believe in Jesus Christ, or something along those lines. But the truth is that plenty of the inhumane acts in history have been carried out by true believers, by Christian men and women. We humans have made tremendous progress over time. And it is progress of a moral and humane nature. During this pandemic and the concurrent political upheavals all over the place, there have been stories of tremendous heroism and selfless acts of generosity and love, right alongside stories of exploitation and cynicism, I know, and you know. But the actions of courageous, loving people have won out time and time again throughout human history. If not, we simply wouldn't be where we are today, alive on this amazing planet, coming through one of the most devastating epidemics the world has ever known. Maybe why that's why in the collect I stumbled over the unruly wills and affections. I almost said the unruly wills and infections of us human beings, of your people. We cannot begin to imagine what all this would have been like had it not been for insight and guidance and medical practice, all of it stirred on some level by love for God's people, which again means all of us. God has been unrelenting, ever forgiving of our unruliness, to use that polite term for our disregard for each other, disregard for the commandment to love God and neighbor. As a result of God's relentless love for us, we are able to continue in our struggles, the struggles within ourselves and among our fellows, to make that law of love our guiding principle, the standard under which we move forward as human civilization. There is a line in the contemporary language of our confession of sin that points the way for us. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your name. The point is that we learn, and God is our only teacher, though God's words usually come to us through human ones, to love what God commands us to do and to desire, that is, really want what God promises us, a world in which we honor, respect, and love one another. Or, as today's collect has it, O Almighty God, who alone canst order the unruly wills and affections of sinful men, grant unto thy people that they may love the thing which thou commandest, and desire that which thou dost promise, that so, among the sundry and manifold changes of the world, our hearts may surely there be fixed, for true joys are to be found. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Our service continues with the Nicene Creed. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation he came down from heaven. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he became incarnate from the Virgin Mary and was made man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again in accordance with the scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son. With the Father and the Son, he is worshiped and glorified. He has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one Catholic and Holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the world to come. Amen. We will continue with the prayers of the people. Let us pray for the whole of Christ's church and the world. Almighty and ever-living God, who in thy holy word has taught us to make prayers and supplications and to give thanks to all men, receive these our prayers, which we offer unto thine divine majesty, beseeching thee to inspire continually the universal church with the spirit of truth, unity, and concord. And grant that all those who do this confess thy holy name may agree in the truth in thy holy word and live in unity and godly love. Lord, in thy mercy,
hear our prayer.
Give grace, O Heavenly Father, to all bishops and other ministers, especially Michael, our presiding bishop, Andy, Jeff, Hector, and Kay, our bishops, and Michael, our priest, and Jeannie, our missionary, that they may both by their life and doctrine set forth true and lively word, and righteously and duly administer the holy sacraments. Lord, in thy mercy,
hear our prayer.
And to all thy people, give thy heavenly grace, and especially to this congregation here present, that with meek heart and due reverence, that they may hear and receive thy holy word, truly serving thee in holiness and righteousness all the days of their life. Lord, in thy mercy,
hear our prayer.
We beseech also so to rule the hearts of those who bear authority of government in this and every land, especially Joseph, our president, that they may be led to wise decisions and right actions for the welfare and peace of the world. Lord, in thy mercy,
hear our prayer.
Open, O Lord, the eyes of all people to behold the gracious hand in all thy works, that rejoicing in the whole creation. They may honor thee with their substance and be faithful stewards of thy bounty. Lord, in thy mercy,
hear our prayer.
And may we most humbly beseech thee of goodness, O Lord, to comfort and succor all those in this transitory life who are in trouble, sorrow, need, sickness, or any other adversity, especially John, Nancy, Morgan, David, Judy, Bob, Karen, Leslie, Cheryl, Bobby, Marianne, Winifred, Angus, Alan, James, Victoria, Christian, Patrick, Dale, Donna, June, Molly, George, Joe, Cecile, Kieran, Keenan, Sarah, Lynn, Carol, Tyler, Merle, Charisse, Miranda, Caitlin, Diane, Jill, Melissa, Anne, Jenny, Lindsay, Ellie, Tom, Shelley, Carol, Gail, Rashenda, Carolyn, Virginia, Dallas, Charles, Patty, Alice, Glenda, Leah, Greg, Jackie, Donald, Robin, Barbara, Mary, Brooks, Ed, the Decatur family, William, the Bailey family, Sid and his family, Betty, Bonnie and Ed, Sherry, Norman, Joe, and the women of the Hutto facility. And with these, thy servants who serve in the military, Brian, Eric, James, Trevor, Kevin, Jonathan, Jared, Chris, Brian, John Wesley, and all in harm's way. Lord, in thy mercy,
hear our prayer.
And all who travel this week, and all who mourn the deaths of their loved ones. And we also bless thy holy name for all thy servants departed in this life and in thy faith and fear, especially Andy Calla, Mae Gibson, Everett Holbrook, and all who have died from the coronavirus, beseeching thee to grant them continual growth in thy love and service, and grant us so to follow the good saints of the Blessed Virgin Mary and of all thy saints, that with them we may be partakers of thy heavenly kingdom. Lord, in thy mercy,
hear our prayer.
We pray for thanksgivings with those celebrating birthdays this week: Kristen and George Picken, Sissy Walker, and Claude Burks.
At this point, I invite all of you who wish to do so to unmute yourselves to offer prayers aloud. We pray in thanksgiving for Kristen and George's anniversary. We pray for RG and others you may wish to remember silently aloud.
Clyde Lydon.
We pray for baby James.
Mary Lyle.
For Tiffy and Janice.
Grant these our prayers, O Father, for Jesus Christ's sake, our only mediator and advocate.
Amen.
And now, as our Savior Christ hath taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive all those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Now please do unmute yourselves. The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you. Peace to everybody.
Peace to you all. Peace. Peace.
Peace of the Lord.
Peace of the Lord. Bye-bye.
Love you.
Love you blessings. All. And now, as a reminder, I'll say this solemn prayer. We do this one more Sunday, next Sunday, the Palm Sunday as well. In prayer instead of a blessing. And then Otis will play hymn 690 for us. And we'll all sing wherever we are. Look down in mercy, Lord, on your people here before you, and grant that those whom you have nourished by your word and sacraments may bring forth fruit worthy of repentance through Christ our Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Thanks be to God.